You are listening to Backdoor Pass, Book 8 in the Dr. Cage Chronicles, Memoirs of a Sex Therapist. Written by Grayson Ace, narrated by Chase Johnson. Published by Four Horsemen Publishing Incorporated. Copyright Grayson Ace 2022. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. After what happened during Bruce's appointment, I realized that having interns in my practice may not have really been the greatest idea. Even without having a job posted for new interns, I was literally receiving over 50 emails a day from college students wanting to come work for me, and I knew the guys had to have been telling them about how the internship worked. I didn't want to get rid of them completely, so I told them we would be taking a bit of a break so they could focus on prepping for their finals, and that we would pick back up the following semester. After a day like that, I was super thankful that it was the weekend. I just wanted to go do some shopping, get something to eat, and then go home and plop my ass down on the couch and binge some shows. I texted Jackie to see if she wanted to meet at the mall, but she was stuck at work, so I locked up the office and headed out anyway. I hadn't been back to this mall since the day I met Nick acting as Santa Claus. It's funny how the mall is a lot less busy when there's not this sexy Santa's muscles busting through that red jacket. Although, with him gone, apparently all eyes were on me, because I had this weird sense come over me that everywhere I went, people were staring and talking about me. This mall was full of gays, and my unorthodox practices were no secret in the community. It didn't bother me, though. I was basically a walking billboard, and at this rate, just walking through the mall would increase my client base. I was nearing 200 clients in my books, and with what I charge for a session, well, you can do the math. I wasn't hurting for money. I thought about hiring another therapist or even expanding my practice to a second location, but I felt like that would take away from the specialty services that I offer. People came to me for a reason. If I had more therapists, they wouldn't necessarily come back and pay what I charge. A lot of people considered my process to be prostitution, but I didn't see it that way at all. I don't have a sexual interaction with every patient, just most of them, but they are truly coming to me for professional help, and I have yet to have a patient say that my services failed what they were looking to accomplish. I continued walking through the mall, just doing some window shopping and trying to ignore all the guys looking at me. At one point, this cute guy walked up to me and just said, "Can't wait to see you next week." And then he ran off. I didn't recognize him, but I could only imagine what he was thinking about. I went to the food court and grabbed a smoothie, and just as I always did, nonchalantly dropped a few business cards right outside the men's bathroom. It was no secret that the mall bathrooms were a popular cruising spot, and one business card certainly seemed to go quite a long way. I got home, plopped down on the couch, and started surfing through the channels. It was getting late, and I wanted to relax, but wasn't quite in the mood. Nothing on the TV seemed to be sparking my interest, so I threw the remote onto the table and picked up my phone to start scrolling through social media. I stumbled upon Nick's post, a typical naked man dancing on stage, and the caption just said, "Don't miss it." It was an advertisement for some party tonight at Swinging Richards. I wasn't really in the mood to go out, but was also bored just lying on the couch, so I figured, what the hell? I took a quick shower, threw on some clothes, and ran out the door. I had no idea what I was about to get myself into.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?